Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on forbearance, hilm, alat, composure, deliberation, and softness, kindness in a way, in a person's approach, in a person's speech, in his mannerisms, in his ways, etc. So today we do two short ahadith. An Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inna Allah rafiqun yuhibbu ar-rifqa fil amri kullih. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah ta'ala is gentle and Allah ta'ala loves gentleness in all matters. Allah ta'ala is gentle and Allah ta'ala loves gentleness in all matters. Inna Allah rafiqun yuhibbu ar-rifqa fil amri kullih. What this refers to? In the situations where a person should be kind, polite, courteous, a person should be gentle, and he shows love, then those places he must show love, he should be showing love. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, that a person shows kindness and he shows gentleness at the time when he should be showing gentleness. Remember, Islam has both. There are times when a person has to be gentle, he has to be kind. Then there are times also where a person has to be firm, has to be hard. When it comes to general matters, then a person is careful, he's kind, he's courteous. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most generous, the most kind, the most gentle teacher you could find. But even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at times when it would come for deen, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be very, very firm. You find in the hadith sharif, sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man li Ka'b ibn Ashraf, that who will go kill the leader of the Jews, Ka'b ibn Ashraf. Then sometimes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the same hadith, or in the same hadith kitab, you'll find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that I feel like gathering all the youngsters getting all the youngsters to gather firewood and burning the homes of those people that don't come for salah to the masjid. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at times would be very gentle. At times when he needed to be firm, he'd be very firm. One person was peeping through the keyhole of the door of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that I felt like taking a sharp instrument and poking your eyes. In other words, to look into somebody's home is a very serious thing. And on one side, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rahmatul lil alameen. And one side he says, I feel as felt like poking your eyes with a sharp instrument because of what you had done. So in other words, where there is moments where a person has to be firm, he's firm. But as a general rule, this is what this hadith is speaking about. As a general rule, a person's style, his mannerism, his ways, he's very, very gentle. You'll find that there is something as jihad also, where a person going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, i'la'i kalimatillah, to raise the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are times a person has to be very firm. And there are times when a person is back at home, when a person is with his satis, with his companions, other places, then he's very, very gentle. So everything in its place becomes beautiful. When it's taken out of its place, then that's when it loses its beauty. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, inna Allah rafiqun yuhibbu ar-rifqa, wa yu'ti ala ar-rifqi ma la yu'ti ala al-unfi, wa ma la yu'ti ala ma siwahu. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah ta'ala is gentle and he loves gentleness. Allah ta'ala gives for gentleness what he does not give for harshness. Allah ta'ala gives in lieu of gentleness what he does not give for harshness. We'll explain this now. Or anything else. In other words, what a person will achieve by being gentle, he won't achieve by being harsh. So Allah ta'ala gives for gentleness what he does not give for harshness, or anything else besides gentleness. What you can achieve by being courteous, by being kind, by being good in your mannerisms, that level cannot be achieved by anything else. So therefore Allah ta'ala gives with gentleness what he does not give with harshness or something else. In another hadith it comes, At-tawaddudu ila nasi nisful aqli, that being kind to people is half of intelligence. Sometimes we think that a person is very intelligent. Now to get his way around, that he needs to use this court lawyer and use that lawyer and to use this person, that person, to get what he wants. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying half of intelligence is just being good. If you be good to people, people generally will be good to you. You don't need to use lawyer's letters and you don't need to use this letter and that letter. You just have to talk to a person nicely and everything else just by the way. Person, you talk to him nicely, you explain to him nicely. In general, this happens. Then a person doesn't need so much of legal letters, doesn't need so much of brains, he doesn't need so much of clout. All he needs to do is just be good in his conduct, and he'll find people will be good with him. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, or bring this gentleness in our lives, kindness in our lives, the way we speak to our parents, the way we speak to our elders, the way we speak to our musallis. If this is brought into a person, you'll find automatically the hearts of people take to a person that is like that. So understanding everything in perspective, see this hair of a person, the hair of a person brings about beauty in the person. But the moment that hair is cut off and the hair is lying on the floor, now that hair that was beauty before, because it's out of its place, now it's no longer beauty. And you take it and you dispose of it. Get a hole and bury it. Like that, when the skin is on the body, it gives so much of beauty, beautiful skin. But once the skin comes off, skin dries up, it comes off, or the skin falls down, and nobody wants to see that skin. It's dirty skin, it's lying on the carpet. And vacuum it, clean it, get rid of it, go and bury it. That's the right thing to do. So now, when it was on the face, when it was on the hands, when it was on the body, it was in its place, it brought about the beauty. But when it was taken off its place, it no more had that beauty. So like that, these fingernails also, you look, you give about a person's beauty. But if it's cut off, the nails, and now it's lying around, it's no more beauty, and now it becomes something that is despised. So like that, character also, when it's found in its right place, at the right time, in the right moment, the person is displaying that character, he should be displaying, all it will do is it will create beauty in the person. And you remove it from the person, that good character, and that good mannerism, good way, and you take it out, all it does it, it's like that nails and that skin and that hair that is of the person, the beauty is lost, and now you just want to take it and throw it away. Allah Ta'ala give us this beauty and that kindness and the gentleness in places where we should be showing it. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.